Ever experienced the silent treatment? How about the blame game? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. We may look fully grown and be otherwise capable adults, but so often we still deal with life in the same way we did when we were children. Experts call it emotional immaturity. Martin admitted that as a child, he learned to avoid conflict by retreating in silence whenever tensions rose at home. Years later, this habit created distance in his marriage. Avoiding conflict to keep the peace may have helped him cope as a child, but as an adult, it left important issues unresolved. Martin's wife has the opposite problem. Growing up in a household where yelling was the norm, she struggles to manage her anger as an adult, often lashing out in frustration before she even understands what she's feeling. At work, the inability to accept criticism left Morgan defensive and distant from her colleagues. She also avoided decisions altogether, fearing she'd make the wrong choice. These are all examples of emotional immaturity, areas of our lives in need of healing and change. The good news is that Jesus invites us into healing and transformation. The Bible book of Ephesians says, "Put off your old self to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." Where do you feel stuck? You can ask God to point out behavior that He'll help you put off. But know this, God's healing often isn't a solo journey. He uses friends, family, counselors, and church communities to help us grow emotionally and spiritually. God will meet you right where you are. He's ready to help you put on wholeness and set you on a path to growth. I'm Bonnie Sala, ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.